You're about to meet Kanchan Singh, and today is the most important day of her life as a cat entrepreneur.
Hello.
Kanchan wants to open Crumbs and Whiskers, a cafe in Washington, D.C. that serves coffee, pastries, and adoptable cats all under the same roof. She's got the ambition, the backing, and the cats to make it happen. That's why she's on her way to the city's Office of Zoning to find out if the city will make a special exemption that allows her to open for business.
I've kind of been in love with animals pretty much my entire life, and my second love is business. I love business. And eventually, I was like, man, can I combine animals and business? And I was like, probably not. That sounds horrible. Let's not do that. You know, a few months ago, I was in Thailand, and I was backpacking, and I found a cat cafe. You know, I started thinking immediately about how something like that could totally be brought to DC, which is where I live.
So Kanchan actually approached the Washington Humane Society with this awesome idea. We were very, very excited about it on multiple levels. First of all, it's a cat cafe in DC. Who can not be excited about that?
The Department of Health was of course opposed, because in the food code, combining animals and food is simply illegal. So when I called them and told them the idea, they were just like, no, we're not even going to have this conversation. And the concerns, of course, with animals are odor. Like, are you gonna stink up the neighborhood? Noise, you know, waste and sanitation. I almost gave up actually in the beginning, because when I heard I had to get a zoning exemption, I called an animal boarding facility and I said, hey, how much should I budget just for zoning? He said, $25,000. And I was like, just for zoning. He was like, yeah, nothing else, just zoning. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to give up.
What do you get when you pair cats with coffee? A cat cafe, of course.
Just as Kanchan was giving up, the news media stepped in, and otherwise respectable journalists did what they do best. They went bonkers for another story about cats. Washington City Paper even FOIA'd Kanchan's file at the D.C. Department of Health. The city's internal emails revealed a series of institutional delays and non-responses. With her business plans on pause, Kanchan prepared for yet another big expense.
We also have not just state-of-the-art equipment that we need, we also have lawyers. And lawyers are really expensive.
Having sunk her personal savings into Crumbs and Whiskers, Kanchan turned to Kickstarter. That's when she learned the cataclysmic power of combining the internet with things that are cute.
In 3 hours, we raised $10,000. We launched the campaign to the world at around 6:30. And when I was going to bed that night at like 11, we had like 11.5K. And the next afternoon, we were past our goal. And I was like, what just happened? But we know that what we are going to have to do is have a partner, because there's no way really we can sustain a cafe according to the food code by ourselves.
Armed with legal counsel, a kettle of Kickstarter cash, and an endless supply of adoptable cats, Kanchan was ready to face the zoning board. Their final decision came later that day. It took a lot of work, but Crumbs and Whiskers finally opens tomorrow, and the future of DC's first cat cafe is now in the hands of Kanchan Singh and cat fanatics across the nation's capital.